At the Info Ag Conference, I am visiting with Dr. No-Till Phil Rasmussen. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do.
Well, I'm a soil physicist by training, and I got my PhD at Kansas State University in soil physics. But I spent most of my career looking at different gadgets to help farmers in precision agriculture.
Well, that sounds like my kind of a career and job right there, I'll tell you. What would be some of the key things that you think these folks, this audience, should look at right now where gadgets can help them in terms of doing their job, saving some time, saving some money maybe?
Well, certainly GPS systems and information technology are just becoming more and more important to the farm. With yield monitors that give you the yield according to a specific place in the field, we can get so we're managing soils and not fields. In other words, we're managing a rock pile much different than we're managing a deep soil, and that much different than we're managing a clay soil. So it makes management much more accurate, and we're producing a group of data that's going to bring value to that particular piece of land, because in 25 years, you'll have 25 years history of how that land was both treated and how it produced according to different spots on the land. And GPS technology can be used in that complex way, but it can also be used in a very simple way. A handheld GPS that's used to find your favorite fishing hole using a waypoint in it can also be used to mark places in a field in the fall where there are perennial weeds that you need to treat with glyphosate or another herbicide in the spring to be effective. But the only way you know where to go in the spring to spray is if you went out in the fall and marked them with a handheld GPS.
How about as far as, I don't know if this is the right word, compatibility? When you look at all these options and pulling that data into your computer so that you can save it, look at it, decide how to use it.
Now, that is a problem because different software have different standards, but yet there's still the CSM type files, the comma separated variable CSV files, that are becoming somewhat standard and will pull into a spreadsheet like Excel or almost any other software.
Yeah. You touched on something I think was very important, and I know I've looked at all kinds of options. I've got a couple shelves full. It's how to deal with charging your devices when you're out in the field, because usually you're away from a place where you can plug in. So what are some of the ideas you suggest there?
One of the things that seems to be fairly common is that you can find a way to get a cigarette lighter adapter that will charge your particular piece of equipment. Now, you can't always have access to your vehicle, and one of the things that we found very helpful is using a small gel cell lead acid battery that I can put in a fanny pack and carry with me when I'm out in the field and charge the device as I'm using it with a cigarette lighter adapter. And a lot of folks are doing it that way. If they have to be in the field 24/7 or at least be out there 18 hours collecting some data, because if it's a remote place, you can't get back to it very often. 12 volts in a fanny pack is an amazing help to keep things charged.
And let's just touch very briefly on apps. When you talk about whether it's a GPS device like is made by Garmin and other companies, or iPods, iPads, and other tablets that we've got now, there's a growing, as I've seen it, number of applications that are being built by developers for this, for agriculture.
Yeah, and there are an amazing number of applications for agriculture for the iPhone, iPads, and iPods, because they were first, and also because they're very easy to use, and they've made it easy for people to program for them. But Google's making a Herculean effort to make apps just as available on the Android-type platform, and Google has a lot of money to do that with, and they're doing it in such a way that they're attracting a lot of developers too. So often we're seeing apps released, one for the iPhone, one for the Android, at the same time. And I see that same thing going to happen with some of the other platforms as well.
So can I ask, you've got an iPhone, as I understand it. Do you have the Info Ag Conference app?
I do.
If
you look at my iPhone right here, and we pull it up, it'll show you I have the InfoAg app
it.
On it.
Well, I had to look at that to spell your name right when I tweeted a picture of you just a minute ago. So yeah, we are all about gadgets, and I thoroughly enjoyed your presentation. It's great to talk to you. And by the way, this is being recorded on an iPhone with an app, so it couldn't be more appropriate. Thank you very much. From here at InfoAg Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.